My message this morning is run the race laid out in front of you. And they all ran their race laid out to them. And were all approved for their faith. You know, in verse 39 of Hebrews, it does say, all these people didn't receive what was promised, though they were given approval for their faith. And then he says, God provided something better for us so that they wouldn't be made perfect without us. What does that mean? That means we all run a race. We all have a race to run. Our goal is not necessarily to win the race according to us, but to run the race according to God's calling in us. Not every one of us are going to be Olympians. So let's run the race that has been laid out in front of us, laid out in front of you, laid out in front of me, laid out in front of others. Let's cheer those on that is running that race. That they, if they stumble and fall, let us be there as spectators to cheer them on and lift them up to continue running the race. No matter what tragedies we've had in the past, faith is the reality of the victory line. Knowing that you don't necessarily see it now, but you will see it in the future. You will see the reality set forth in the future. This country has been built on the backs of people that have fought for freedom in the past. That's why we live in a free country. No matter how much we might see it on television, how destructive it is on TV, and there's violence going on here and there, it's still the best of the best. Why are we a free country? Because people fought for freedom. Because people ran the race that was laid out before them. This last verse in verse 40 says, God provided something better for us so that we wouldn't be made perfect without us. Moses and Abraham and Sarah and Rahab and all of those of the past ran the race that was laid out in front of them so that we could then be able to run our race laid out front of us. So run the race laid out in front of you. And when the day is over and when your time is finished and your body is expired, your fleshly body is expired, you'll be welcome in the kingdom of heaven and be applauded to victory. Let us pray.